Unit 12, Terms of Payment, Basic Expressions. Our terms of payment are by a confirmed irrevocable letter of credit by draft at sight.
Since the total amount is so big, and the world monetary market is rather unstable at the moment, we cannot accept any terms of payment other than a letter of credit.
We would suggest that for this particular order, you let us have a DD, on receipt of which we shall ship the goods on the first available steamer.
In order to conclude the business, I hope you'll meet me halfway. What about 50% by LC and the balance by DP?
For such a large amount, an LC is costly. Besides, it ties up my money. All this adds to my cost.
I'd like to discuss the terms of payment with you. I wonder if you would accept DP.
Since we are old friends, I suppose DP or DA should be adopted this time as the mode of payment.
As we must adhere to our customary practice, we hope that you will not think us unaccommodating.
We regret we cannot accept cash against documents on arrival of goods at destination.
We wish to reiterate that it is only in view of our long and friendly business relations that we extend you this accommodation.
We've instructed our bank to open an irrevocable documentary letter of credit in your favor. The amount is $1,300.
We would like you to accept DP for this transaction and future ones.
Your proposal for payment by time draft for order number one is acceptable to us.
We shall draw on you at 6 days' sight. The goods have been shipped. Please honor our draft when it falls due.
The bank has just advised us that our draft number two was declined, rejected, refused.
Under the installment plan, 20% of the contract value is to be paid with orders.
Please indicate that the LC is negotiable in our country.
We shall open an irrevocable letter of credit in your favor, payable in Hong Kong against shipping documents.
Your request for DP payment has been considered, and we agree to grant you this facility.
The time draft is to be countersigned by the Bank of Hong Kong, certifying that your signature is true and valid.
Conversations. Dialogue 1.
Well, we settled the question of price, quality, and quantity. Now, what about the terms of payment?
We only accept payment by irrevocable letter of credit, payable against shipping documents.
I see. Could you make an exception and accept DA or DP?
I'm afraid not. We insist on a letter of credit.
To tell you the truth, a letter of credit would increase the cost of my import. When I open a letter of credit with a bank, I have to pay a deposit. That'll tie up my money and increase my cost.
Consult your bank and see if they will reduce the required deposit to a minimum.
Still, there will be bank charges in connection with the credit. It would help me greatly if you would accept DA or DP. You can draw on me just as if there were a letter of credit. It makes no great difference to you, but it does to me.
Well, Mrs. Wong, you must be aware that an irrevocable letter of credit gives the exporter the additional protection of the banker's guarantee. We always require LC for our exports. And the other way around, we pay by LC for our imports.
To meet you halfway, what do you say, a 50% by LC and the balance by DP?
I'm very sorry, Mrs. Wong, but I'm afraid I can't promise you even that. As I've said, we require payment by LC. Dialogue 2.
Well, Mr. Brown, we've settled everything in connection with this transaction except the question of payment in yen. Now, can you explain to me how to make payment in yen?
Many of our business friends in England, France, Switzerland, Italy, and Germany are paying for our exports in Japan currency. It is quite easy to do so.
I know some of them are doing that, but this is new to me. I've never made payment in yen before. It is convenient to make payment in pound sterling, but I may have some difficulty in making payment in yen.
Many banks in Europe now carry accounts in yen. They are in a position to open letters of credit and effect payment in yen. Consult your banks, and you'll see that they are ready to offer you this service.
Do you mean to say that I can open a letter of credit in yen with a bank in London or Bonn?
Sure you can. Several of the banks in London, such as the National Westminster Bank and Barclays Bank, are in a position to open letters of credit in yen. They'll do so against our sales confirmation or contract.
I see.
Dialogue 3.
To get around your difficulty, Mr. Brown, I suggest that you reduce your order by half. You can send an additional order later.
Well, I'll consider the possibility. By the way, when do I open the LC if I want the goods to be delivered in June?
A month before the time you want the goods to be delivered.
Could you possibly effect shipment more promptly?
Getting the goods ready, making out the documents, and booking the shipping space. All this takes time, you know. You cannot expect us to make delivery in less than a month.
Very well, Mrs. Wong. I'll not reduce my order. I'll take the full quantity you offer. And I'll arrange for the letter of credit to be opened in your favor as soon as I get home.
When will that be?
Early next week. In the meantime, I should be very pleased if you would get everything ready. I hope that the goods can be dispatched promptly after you get my letter of credit.
You can rest assured of that. We'll book your order and inquire for the shipping space now, so that shipment can be effected within 2 or 3 weeks of receipt of your LC.
That'll be fine. I appreciate your cooperation.
Very good. Well, thanks to your cooperation, our discussion has been very pleasant and fruitful. I sincerely hope that the volume of trade between us will be even greater in the future.
By the way, Mrs. Wong, we have a mind to do joint participation with you on Japanese arts and crafts in our market. Would you entertain this proposal?
Well, this is something new. A few of our friends from Europe have also suggested we participate in joint enterprise with them dealing in some of our goods. We think there are a lot of details to go into.
If you feel our proposal is attractive, it is estimated that business to the extent of over 20 million marks can be done in this manner.
Naturally, I appreciate your efforts in pushing the sale of Japanese arts and crafts, but I'm not in a position to discuss your proposal today. I must first talk to our director and discuss it with you some other time.
All right. Anyway, I'll be staying here for another 2 weeks, but I'm looking forward to having something done in this respect.
We'll talk about it next time. Now that everything is settled, let's have a cup of tea and take our minds off business for a change.
Substitution drills. 1. What are your terms of payment?
We want payment to be made by confirmed, irrevocable LC.
How are we going to arrange payment?
You'll need to open a confirmed and irrevocable letter of credit.
What is the mode of payment?
We'd like you to pay us by confirmed and irrevocable letter of credit. 2. The point is that to open an LC does mean additional expense.
I'm sorry, that can't be helped.
The trouble is that opening an LC will add to the cost of our imports.
I'm sorry, that can't be helped.
The problem is that payment by LC will cause us some difficulty in getting the license.
I'm sorry, that can't be helped. 3. When shall we open the letter of credit?
30 days before the month of shipment.
When do we have to establish the letter of credit?
The credit line should be opened 1 month before the time of shipment.
When shall we arrange for a credit line under the contract terms?
The buyer shall open the credit line 30 days before the date of shipment. 4. How long should our LC be valid?
The LC should be valid for 15 days after the date of shipment.
When should we set the expiry date?
The expiry date of the LC is to be 15 days after the date of shipment.
What should be the validity of the LC?
The LC must remain valid until the 15th day after shipment. 5. Payment by LC is quite usual in international trade.
I know. LC is all right. But could you consider 60 days site draft?
Payment by LC is our usual practice.
I know. LC is all right. But could you be more flexible for future dealings?
Payment by LC is customary in foreign trade.
I know. LC is all right. But could you make your payment terms easier for us just for this small order? 6. It is $30. Mr. Green, please pay the cashier.
It comes to $30. Mr. Green, please pay the cashier.
It amounts to $30. Mr. Green, please pay the cashier.
It adds up to $30. Mr. Green, please pay the cashier. 7. Here's your change of 5 yuan. Please double check it.
Here's your change of 5 yuan. See if it's all right.
Here's your change of 5 yuan. I hope I haven't made a mistake.
Here's your change of 5 yuan. Please keep it carefully.